Sport on RTE Radio 1.
I'm Des Cowles here with the sports news and news of big European night for Irish clubs tonight, Des.
Yeah, two of them, they're complete underdogs, but they're playing for big, big money in their final qualifying ties to make the group stages in Europe. Shamrock Rovers and St Pat's decides. The Hoops have an advantage because they've already secured their place in one competition. Their playoff tonight is for the more lucrative UEFA Conference League, and if they could get past the Greek champions PAOK, they'd be in for serious money. They've already got a prize fund of 3.6 million secured, because if they fail tonight, they will still make it into the Conference League. And that's where St. Pat's are playing. They're in a winner-take-all scenario. They play Başakşehir from Istanbul. One of the toughest draws possible. It'll be a huge upset for them to progress. No Irish side has ever qualified for a European competition through the qualifying rounds without being in a champions route. So it would be some achievement for St. Pat's. They play in Tala. The match is at 7.45 and they're hoping for a full house there. But for now, let's take a look at Shamrock Rovers' tie in Thessalonica. The Greek side, PAOK, were run close by Bohemians a couple of years ago. But on the RTE Soccer podcast, Conan Byrne warns that it's a very different Greek side now.
You look at a team that have played a League of Ireland team in Europe only a couple of years ago. Obviously, Bowes played PAOK in the Aviva Stadium. I think it was 3-2 in aggregate. And you're expecting maybe similar type of levels of player this time around. It's not. It's gone up a gear, gone up another couple of gears. Got to the quarterfinals of the Europa Conference League last year, obviously losing to Club Bruges. So these are really good players. For instance, Kamara at the back, he played Serie A football for Roma. Abdul Baba, who played Premier League football for Chelsea, and Brandon Thomas played La Liga for Osasuna. So there's just three players right through the spine of the team that have played top five league football in the last couple of years, the last couple of seasons. And only one player has played in the Aviva Stadium against Bohemians, started the game against Malmo, where they were defeated 6-5 in aggregate, and that's Zivkovic, a Serbian international that obviously played in the Euros this summer. He came off the bench against England, but then started the next two games, the draws with Slovenia and Denmark. But this player is the player that you have to watch out for the most, former Benfica player, absolutely quality on the ball, without the ball. So he's somebody that Stephen Bradley, I'm sure, will be pinpointing as a person to watch. That being said, they have Varinha on the bench, former Portuguese left back, and Stefan Schwab as well, an Austrian international. So look, they have internationals dotted all over the pitch, and it's going to be a really tough game, but like it's they can just go out and express themselves, enjoy the occasion, definitely have the game head on, keep the tie as positive as possible, bringing it back to Tala, and then you never know what might happen.
That's Conan Byrne. We'll look ahead to St. Pat's tie later. Now, the Chelsea manager Enzo Maresca said he's been honest rather than brutal with Raheem Sterling and Ben Chilwell, as they both continue to train away from Chelsea's first team squad. Ahead of tonight's Euro playoff match against Servette in the Conference League, the Chelsea manager believes he's been clear with more than 15 players, including Sterling and Chilwell, who are being asked to train apart from his main group. Sterling's on $300,000 a week. That's part of the problem. He wants to get rid of the big earners. In athletics, Ian O'Riordan in the Irish Times reports today that Irish sprint champion Israel Olatunde is moving to the US to join the elite sprint training group of Olympic 100 metres champion Noah Lyles. They're based in Claremont in Florida. In cycling, the Czech rider Pavel Bittner beat Wout van Aert in a photo finish at the end of stage 5 of the Vuelta a España. Cork's Eddie Dunbar remains 38th overall, Daniel Rafferty 105th. And in golf, the big money events are on now. The Women's British Open gets underway at St Andrews today. Leona Maguire, Lauren Walsh and Stephanie Meadow play in that. And on the PGA Tour, only the top 50 players are eligible for today's BMW Championship. The 50 players, including Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry, will share a prize fund of $20 million. Aidan O'Brien said City of Troy is the best horse he has trained after a great win in the Judmont at York. Some tribute and part of a great treble, with the wins also for Los Angeles and the Lion in winter. Today, O'Brien saddles Content in the featured Yorkshire Oaks. There's also racing at Killarney and Leopardstown, where the feature is the Vinnie Rose Stakes.